This is Insight, celebrating its 15th year on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. DNA is that fundamental double helix of our lives. But as we've acknowledged throughout this hour, there's still a lot we don't know about it. In April of 2017, I talked with UC Davis professor Dr. Sheila David, whose team is studying damaged DNA and how it might be repaired. She explained some of the work that's being done.
Well, so in my research lab, I have a group of about 10 grad students and undergrads, and we are studying enzymes that repair DNA, so fix mistakes in DNA. And we're really trying to understand in detail how these enzymes work, exactly what they do. And that information is useful for understanding how, you know, faulty copies of these enzymes may be correlated with disease such as cancer. We're also trying to develop, you know, chemical techniques so that we can really understand at a very fundamental level what these enzymes are doing.
Let's go back then to what I said about DNA, because I gave the very beginnings of it, the rudimentary explanation. So connect basically that double helix to the enzymes. What component of DNA is this enzyme piece?
Yeah, so DNA is, you know, sort of the master controller. I like to think of DNA as like the guidebook or the owner's manual for a person, right?
Okay.
It has all the information for what you need to live or for a person. And so one of the things that DNA codes for are proteins, which are, they're the ones that do all the heavy lifting. They do the work of the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And so one problem that can happen is that you can have changes in the DNA, so in the letters of the DNA, just like the letters in an owner's manual. And if you have small changes, it doesn't cause any problems. But if you have lots of changes, you can imagine if you have a change in one particular paragraph in the owner's manual, that can mean that you either interpret it incorrectly or it's completely wrong.
Right.
And so these enzymes that are encoded by DNA, you know, there's lots of enzymes that do lots of different things, but there are particular enzymes that actually their job is to repair the DNA and keep it functioning. And so that's what we're really interested in, is sort of how does this DNA damage occur and then how is it repaired?
This discovery of the enzymes and the role that they play is fairly recent. The work happened over a long period of time, but a Nobel Prize for that work just happened in 2015.
Yeah, so I think part of it was that people knew that these enzymes existed, but I think they kind of thought that they were, not really that important, that they sort of were like housekeepers that just kind of keep the DNA clean, but they didn't really have a super important function in cells. But I think over time, the growing amount of information, people ended up realizing that, hey, these enzymes are really important. And if you have faulty copies of these enzymes, then that, you know, leads to disease. It's also turning out to be a great strategy for targeting these enzymes when you have cancer, because it turns out when you have cancer, then you actually don't want DNA repair, because if you don't repair the DNA in a cancer cell, that can lead to cell death and as a strategy. So they're kind of from different angles, people, I think the appreciation of these enzymes became more widespread, and that's where the Nobel Prize came in. Yeah.
And how clearly is the relationship known between these enzymes and cancer in general, or certain types of cancer?
Yeah, so there's a really strong relationship because of genetics. So one thing that I think really has made this area take off is because now we know a lot more about the sequence of DNA. So, you know, genetic testing, the 23andMe and all this
right.
stuff. So now we know that, you know, people may inherit mutations or changes in a particular enzyme, and then you can correlate that and that with a disease. So, for example, the enzyme that we work on, which is called MUTY, it was found, and we were involved in this work about 15 years ago, that there, because of genetic sequencing, they sequenced a family that all had a certain type of colon cancer and found that they had a change in this particular a gene which leads to a change in this enzyme, and that enzyme is a DNA repair enzyme. And so that's that correlated that these this family had, that the cancer was associated with sort of a faulty copy of that particular enzyme because you can sequence DNA. So
okay, so MUTY is one of the enzymes that fixes damage to DNA.
Yeah.
Can I go back to a very simple question? How does DNA get damaged?
Right. So DNA gets damaged from lots of different things. So you can, you know, people are always worried about
environmental factors.
Yeah. You know, sunlight. But it turns out even if you're, you know, not exposed to anything, just the fact that we breathe oxygen. So
the basic act of living
causes
can
DNA,
damage our DNA.
Yeah, so you get oxygen radicals. And so the type of damage that we're particularly interested is an oxidized base. So it's guanine. So in DNA, you have G, C, A, and T. So guanine can be changed to this oxoguanine, and that's what the MUTY enzyme helps to repair.
But some people have inherited a deformed or mutated version of MUTY, correct?
Right, yeah. So that's where this new type of colon cancer that we were involved in, we were involved in sort of characterizing how the changes in the enzyme affect the activity of the enzyme to show that they really did make the enzyme misfunctional or dysfunctional.
So if the DNA doesn't successfully repair itself, and of course there's not an infinite number of enzymes that can work on it, then there's a mutation, and that is where genetically mutated DNA can move through a family. Do I have that right?
Yeah, so I guess...
I went too fast with
it. Yeah, I mean, it depends. So you have some DNA that's in all cells that gets passed down. So it's the same DNA, but then in different cells, it gets how it gets read is different. So that DNA can be passed down to your, you know, to your children. And so if you have that, if you have a mutation in that DNA, that is what gets, you know...
Okay, so a mother and a father come together with each of their DNA. So if there is a damage or a mutation in one person, you still have all the factors of the DNA from the other person. And so is there a natural ability? There must be, just to counteract some of the issues that come up, just in nature.
Yeah, so actually in... So, yeah, I guess what's one thing that's confusing is you have, you know, the DNA that you inherit when you're, you know, from... When you're first as a, you know,
a single
cell and then you grow,
but then
each cell has its own DNA that doesn't necessarily get propagated down, right?
Ah, okay.
So what can happen is over your lifetime is that DNA can, the damage can accumulate. So some cells are, you know, they get killed off and so they don't necessarily propagate. And there's a natural process that, you know, cells that have a lot of DNA damage, they, you know, they get removed so that they don't propagate. But what happens in cancer is you get sort of an accumulation of a lot of changes in a cell that allow it to keep on growing, even though it should sort of be, you know, killed off. And so that's so that the problem is if you accumulate a faulty copy of one of these DNA repair enzymes, they're not keeping up with their job. So I like to think about it, you know, like a housekeeper, that they can't keep up with the mess, right?
Okay.
So over your, you know, it's maybe not a very good housekeeper. So over time, you accumulate lots of changes in your DNA, and then that allows a cell to become a cancer cell.
Well, this sounds like this could be lifetime work, but
right.
Leave us with one more question that you have out there, something else that this has made you wonder that you'd like to get to at some point in this work.
Well, one of the things, so I, you know, in our lab right now, one of the things we're really interested in is, you know, understanding how the different types of mutations. So it turns out you can have changes in different parts of your DNA in the gene that codes for this enzyme, and they're not all equally deleterious. And so we hope that we can be able, we can predict, like, oh, if you have this change, your risk for cancer is this percent, or if you have that change. We also hope that we can use some of this basic science to maybe come up with new therapeutic strategies targeted at DNA for people who do have cancer. So it's kind of, there's sort of a two sides to it, sort of a information so that you know your chance of getting cancer, but also if you do get cancer, how we could maybe use this information to come up with new therapeutic interventions. So it's very complicated, but it's very cool.
Yeah, you have a nice, clear way of explaining it with owner's manuals and housekeepers. Thank you, Dr. David.
Sure.
Glad
Thank
you could join
you for
us today.
Me.
That was UC Davis professor Dr. Sheila David in a conversation about DNA repair from April of 2017. You can find more about all of these stories at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Cody Drabble and Kate Gonzalez. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.